Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Tainus Davav, and we are on Hamabez. We're in the middle of a story, and that is the story, again, in the Bavli. It's a different person involved in the story, but here we have as one of the stories relating to the Chasida de Kfar Imi, the Chasid of Kfar Imi. He was the one that they saw, the Rabbanan saw in a vision, that he was the one that was going to be able to daven and bring the rain. They went to him and he did all these strange behaviors, after which he and his wife didn't want to get any of the credits. They went up and they davened it private and they said, you don't need us to daven because obviously the rain already came, and they knew, the fake and they realized that it was them that davened. But either way, they were asking, why all of this strange behavior was done. And exactly the same answers are given, that are given in the Bavli as well. So that's what we're up to. Let's get to the second half of the story towards the bottom of Hayamabez, says the Gemara, Amrin le. V'lama, why is it, Karavisa Betura, when we met you by the mountain when you were working, Amrina l'cha'isha, we said to you, hello, we said to you, how are you doing? V'loa give tinun, and you didn't respond. You just ignored us. Amar lon, davina asik bepulasi, I was involved in my work. Mavina, I was a paid worker. Mavina, what do you want? Masa datai min pulasi, you want me to forget my work and not focus? Not allowed. I'm working for a living. If I give you any time, then I'm going to be, you know, taken away from what I'm supposed to be doing. So therefore, I wasn't allowed to answer. Right? This is how medactic the Gemara talks about in terms of if we are working for someone, you know, so then all of that time is given. Remember the Mishnayos and the Gemara and Maseches Brachos that talks about, now, maybe, you know, we don't even say, shouldn't have to say if you're working for somebody, don't say the fourth bracha of benching. Because, you know, you're not on your own time, and that's only to Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan didn't want you to have to use that time. You know, we have to be so careful. Again, it could be, Bisbana said, that many, employers understand that if some of your time is used for your own personal, you know, it could be that as long as it's not affecting your job, so then it could be that it's, okay. But again, one has to beware. Of this issue. The Rambam at the end of Hilchas Chiras, I think it's the only time that the Rambam uses such a phrase, but the Rambam in the last halacha of Hilchas Chiras, which talks all about workers, the Rambam says, Kederach Shemusar Balabayas, Shelo Yigzol Schar Ani, Velo Yakvenu, just like there's a halacha of paying your workers on time, Kacha Ani Musar, Shelo Yigzal Melechas Balabayas. So to the worker, the poor man has to be careful not to steal any of the work of the Balabais, v'yevatel ma'at bekan, u'ma'at bekan. And I'll cut a little bit here, and I'll cut a little bit there. U'motzi kol ayom b'me'era, el ha'chayev l'daktik al atzmo b'zman. A person has to be b'daktik when he is working for someone. Shaharei hikpidu ha'cham ma'al bracha revius, like I just said. The chama or even makman on the fourth bracha benching, shal bracha z'bazar shalei varechosa. You do something more important than that, than benching? Right, and we cut that out just in case by a worker. V'chein lavod b'chol chayav lavod b'chol kocho, and also one has to be obligated to work with all of their strength. Here's the line: Shaharei Yaakov Hatzadik. How many times does the Rambam call Yaakov? Yaakov Hatzadik. Shaharei Yaakov Hatzadik. Amar, he said to Lavan, ki b'chol ko, or he said to his Lavan's daughters, his wives, ki b'chol ko chiyavat yezavichet. Right, I worked with all my strength. Lefichach not as charzos af ba'olam hazeh. Shneimar v'yifratz ha'am ha'ish ma'od ma'od. So he quotes Yaakov Atzadik is the one that we learn honesty and integrity from in Hilchah, the end of Hilchas Chiras, and that's what the Gemara says here, that his answer was, what, you wanted me to answer you? I can't answer you. I'm in the middle of working. Fine. V'amrin le, last line. V'lama kat yasvis lamechol. And why is it when you sat down to eat, lo amit lo na itzun krichen, why didn't you offer us some food? You know, we just traveled and we came, you didn't offer us anything. Amar lon, de lo haviz gabai ela palchi. I only had my own sandwich. Ma'avina meimer luchon, b'chanfin. What I should offer you? I didn't have any food. But I knew you probably would say, nah, it's okay. It's okay, it's fine. But you didn't know that I didn't have enough. So I would basically be violating Geneva's Das. Be violating, you know, you would think that I'm really offering you and I'm not really offering you. And, you know, that's not appropriate. So I didn't want to offer you, right? Sometimes as the post can say, let's say I don't really want to have somebody for a Shabbos meal. I'm really not interested. So I wait till a time when I know that they're going away anyway. And then I call them up. I'm like, oh, I would love to have you for Shabbos. Oh, you're going away. Oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe we could have you another time. It's Mamish Geneva's Das. Everyone's not allowed to do that. You know, that's, pretending and presenting a different a falsity. Again, if I didn't know, what one does there are many cases. Let's say somebody, I happen to walk into the shul for Mincha Ma'ariv, and somebody's making a simcha downstairs. And I go wish the mazel, like, oh, thank you so much. You didn't have to come. I'm so appreciative. I just came from Mincha Ma'ariv, right? So do I have to tell them, actually, I wouldn't have come just for your simcha. But, I just happened to be here, so I'm going to come say, you might not have to, if you didn't do it on purpose, you might not have to undo what they think of you. But in a case where, like here, it's presenting when I know the person is not, I don't have enough of them. So that's what he says. Ma'avina me'malachon pechanfin. Right, what am I going to say to you? Something false, right? And therefore, one has to be careful about geneva's das there. That's why I didn't want to offer you any food because I really didn't have any food. The Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva says this is a davar chomer an ma'od. We think that's stealing only assets and something money is a problem. What's called by Chazal geneva's das? Not stealing, but misrepresenting and falsifying. One has to be extremely honest. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, in Shar Shlishi, he says, Misha mates chaveiro lemor, ki asa imo tova o diber tova la velo asa. Amru, right, if they think I said something nice about them, Amru Rabbeinu Zechon Levracha, asa lignov das abrios, afilu das nachri. Vihine acheta ze, chamur eitzel chachme Yisrael yoser migezel nachri. Chazal say this was even more chamor than stealing from a non-Jew, right? Tricking a non-Jew. Ya'an ubiya'an ki sfas sheker ashma rabba. V'nischayavnu al gidrei ha'emes ki hu miyisodei ha'nefesh. Right? That's our mechuyev. That's how we're like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where the Gemara says that the chosam, the signet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, truthfulness, and we have to copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu miyisodei ha'nefesh. We have to make sure that that is something that we, recognize that is, that's what we have to take care of. Remember the Medrash in Bereishis, where the Medrash says that when Hashem was ready to create the world, the Malachim were, not so convinced. And there were different groups of Malachim. And some Malachim said, create man, that's a good idea. Medrash, Amar of Simon, Bishasha Ba'akarish Brechol, Livros, and Marishon, Nasu Malachi Asharis, Kitim Kitin. They were groups, Chaburos. Mayem Omrim Al Yivra, Omeyem Omer Yivra. Based on the pasuk in Tehillim, we had a Navi Shir about this recently. Chesed ve'emes, or Ksuvim Shir. Chesed ve'emes Nifkashu, Tzedek v'shalom Nashaku. So those are the four groups, the four teams of Malachim. Chesed Omer Yivra, Shehu Gomel Chasadim. Chesed says create. Emes Omer, Al Yivra, Shekulo Shkarim. Emes said, no, don't create man. He's full of lies. He's full of sheker. Tzedek Omer Yivra Shu Ozet Stakos. Shalom Omer Al Yivra Tekule Kadata. So it was Chesed and Tzedek said yes. Emes and Shalom said no. So 2-on-2. What did the HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? So the Medrash very unusually says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Emes, threw Emes to the ground, and that was 2-against-1, and therefore, to create wins. So it's not just 2-against-1. So we mentioned, I think, a few weeks ago, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's thought that no, it meant that, what does it mean man is not Emes? The Malachim weren't just saying that we're falsehood, but even when we try to get to the MS, maybe we're not getting to the MS. Right? And that's, we try our best, but, it might not work. So at that moment in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a new type of MS. He threw MS to the ground. MS me'aretz titzmach. And that's where we have two different levels of MS. We try our best to come to the truth. And if we do our best, then that's good enough for a certain level of MS. What Rav Yaakov calls MS Shamaimis and MS Artsis. What Rav Moshe Feinstein calls MS Lahora'a and MS La'amita. Different levels of truth, but we have to do our best to get as close to the MS as possible, and for sure not to falsify and have false representation. And that's what this rabbi in the story said. I couldn't offer you any food because I really didn't have any. Amrin Lay, Gemara Shabbos. Amrin Lay, Lama Kada Asis Lameyal, and why is it when you finish working and you're going to go home, Yaviz Gulsa Meirum Muvla, and why is it, Brachas, and why is it that when you went home, you put your wood on your shoulder, and then you put the cloth on top of the wood? why don't you put the cloth, usually you would think you want to protect your shoulder. So you put a cloth on top of your shoulder and then put the wood that you're carrying on there. Why do you do it the opposite way? Amarlon, to lo havis didi, the cloth wasn't mine. She'ela havis, it was borrowed, denitzliba, that I could daven with. I needed that cloth to daven with, and therefore what am I going to do? I'm going to put it underneath on my shoulder in my rip. I'd rather scratch my shoulder than to rip the cloth. It's not mine. Mahavina, mevaza yasa. You want me to tear it? I'm going to tear it. Interesting. So what does it say there? That he borrowed the cloth to daven with. That reminded me of the Gemara, Shabbos Lama Gimel. In the Bavli, that's the Lag Ba'omer Gemara, the Rishon Bayachai in the cave. Remember, what does the Gemara describe? That he was in the cave for so many years. And what did he do all day? They didn't want their clothes to get worn out. So what does the Gemara say? Vavi mishalchi minayhu. They used to take off their clothes and just bury themselves in the sand and learn Zohar in the sand for all those years. Vavi yasiyat savarayo b'chala. They used to be up to their necks in sand. Kule yom agarsi. And the whole day they learned. Be'idin sluye. And when it was time to daven, love shoe, they got dressed. Michsi, they covered themselves. Umatzli, and then they daven. Father Mishach, and then they took off their clothes again. And they went back into the sand. Kihechid lo livlu, so it wouldn't get worn out. So what do you see from there? That by learning, you could be in the sand. But when it comes to davening, you gotta be dressed. You gotta wear proper clothing when davening. That's a different type of lifnei Hashem. And therefore, you gotta have clothes. That's our Gemara. He borrowed this, garment in order to tzali, in order to daven. Right? So also, it's a Rashi in, it's based on a Gemara, but a Rashi in Brachos Chafei, where the Gemara there talks about differences between Kriyashma and Tefillah. Kriyashma and Tefillah. Halacha l'maisa. Kriyashma and Tefillah. The Gemara says, the last line of Chav Dalam Abbas in the Bavli, the top line of Chafei Amad Aleph. Let's say somebody, I don't know, is without a shirt, a man is without a shirt, and they have to say Kriyashma. So they have to put a shirt on to say Kriyashma. I don't know, let's say a teenage boy is sleeping, and they realize that they daven Ma'ariv early, so they have to repeat Kriya Shema before they go to bed. They have to put a shirt on in order to say Kriya Shema. So Mikra didn't know. Mikra didn't know, right? As long as a man is covered, and there's a libo eino roa es ha'erva, and that's covered, so then that's okay. But that, not for Amida, not for Shmona Esrei. Aval Latvi, the Gemara says, Haisa taliso shal beged v'shal or v'shal sak chagura al masnav. It's covering his hips and down. Mutar likros kriyashma. I was like, you say kriyashma. Avo letfila achichas es libo. But for amida, for davening, you have to cover your heart. Why? Rashi says, tsarechu laharos etz atzmo ka'omed lefnei hamelech. V'lamod be'ema. Because davening is amida lefnei Hashem. Avo kriyashma enam adar lefnei hamelech. Kriyashma is that. We've had shiurim about this in the past. Kriyashma, we're talking to ourselves. Right? We're reminding us. Right? But Amida, we're talking to Hashem. That's Amida of Hashem. Therefore, it's a higher level. So that's why davening, for davening, you need those clothes. And that's what Gemara here says, that he had this, he borrowed this garment in order to daven with, and he didn't want it to be torn. Amrin le. We continue now. Something to say about every line. Valama kadhavi at batura. And why is it when, you are in the mountain, Itzach lavsha man in sign. Your wife was wearing just like dirty clothes. She was just wearing whatever. Mintura. But when you came home, he lavsha man in the key, and all of a sudden she was wearing fancy clothes and nice clean clothes. So why'd she change before you came home? So I'm alone. He says, when I was in the mountain, he lavsha man in sign. She wore dirty clothes. To loyitin barnash inoy Allah. She didn't want anybody to be eyeing her. So why should she wear fancy clothes when her husband's not around? So she didn't want to catch anybody's eye. So she wore, you know, regular stuff. But when I came home from the mountain, he loved Shaman and Nikian. She put on nice clothes. Why? She didn't want me looking anywhere else. Right? So that's why when I came home, she got on fancy clothes. Right? They say B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman, when they quoted in all the biography books, right before he came home, when he came home from wherever he was, right before he walked into his house, he straightened his jacket, he brushed his hair, right before he knocked on the door, or he walked in, I'm coming into my wife. Going into my wife. I gotta make sure I look presentable and be appropriate. Amrin Leit, last one. Yosat, all of these so makbid about such halacha. So he says, you are appropriate, matzlaya umis anya, to daven and to fast for us in order to stop the rain. So if you look at a little difference, this is story number 5. the first four stories we had yesterday, the way that they answered was that kedayat, you are kedai, which sounds like you are kedai to daven for us. Meaning these people didn't daven yet, please daven for us. Here they knew that he davened for them already. So it was a different lush and yos. It was appropriate what you did, right? Because they knew. They knew. Period. Tni, mutter, lochal. So now getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that by these first fast days, remember the first set? 337. The first set of three, that's what we're talking about. By the first ones, so people could still eat the night before. The fast started in the morning. We're in the morning. Tni, mutter, lochal, at sheyer hamizrach, divrei Rabbi. In until the morning, until the morning, the east sky becomes light, which is what we call dawn. Amora Shachar. Rishiba Gamliel Omer, even earlier, at Kriyas Hagever. At Kriyas Hagever, until, what's Kriyas Hagever? You have different pshatim in various places, whether it means Gever, the announcer in the Beis HaMikdash to wake everybody up, or the rooster. At Kriyas Hagever. Mata Malomar ad Kriyas Hagever. We're going to add in two words here, right? Carbon AD here adds in from the parallel sugya. What is it? Kriyas Hagever? Kara Tarnagola. When the rooster calls, which is even earlier than dawn, that's when the rooster calls. I heard recently, I think Rabbi Reisman said in a shir, interesting that we give that bracha, we say that bracha first thing in the morning. Hanos in Lasech Vibina. Right? We give a special bracha to the rooster. Like, many animals know it's morning. You know, what's the chiddush of the rooster? Right? Many animals know it's morning. Number one. Number two, Bina is not Chachma, right? Every word, Chachma, Bina, and Das, all have a different meaning. Chachma is just knowledge. Bina is what we call Davar Mitoch Davar, is application. Bina is taking a certain information and going deeper. Bina. You have to go deeper, not just the information. So the rooster has Bina. Hanon Silas Echvi, Bina, Lafcha Minya Malayla. So why is that Bina? The rooster, no! The answer is, yeah, it's Bina because it's still night. Other animals know as the morning starts. So as the morning starts, they start waking up. But the rooster has the ability to not only see the day when it starts being day, but even when it's night. Even when it's night, so the rooster is able to sense the day and cock-a-doodle in the morning before even the day breaks. And that's the bracha. Maybe that's, right, Hanosin Zechvi Bina, and that's the bracha that we say because we want to be able to also maybe see the light in the darkness, right, when it's still dark, to be able to see the light. And that's the Bina that it has. Okay. Yashan Va'amad Usser. What happened, says the Gemara, it's the night before the fast. And you go to sleep and you happen to wake up at 4 in the morning, 20 minutes before the fast starts. Then what's the halacha? You're not allowed to eat. And the fast didn't start yet. Doesn't matter. When you went to sleep, you were basically mekabel tinus. And therefore, you're not allowed to eat unless bishalo hisna. It's only if you didn't think about it before you went to sleep. You didn't make a tznai and think about, I'm going to wake up in the morning to eat. Avalem hisna mutter. But if somebody goes to sleep setting their alarm or hoping that they're going to wake up before the fast starts and knowing I'm going to get up and take a drink, then that's okay. That's mutter, right? And that's based on the Rishonim that one can make that type of tonight. And that's what some people do. That's what some people do about for our fast days that we have today. Good. Halakha, the next Mishnah. Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev lo yarduk shamim. So what happens if Rosh Chodesh Kislev come, right? So the previous Mishnah said if the third date of Rav Meir, seventh day of Cheshvan came and rain didn't come, the Yechidim, the leaders of the people started fasting. But now, the later date, Bezdin, so I think, again, it started in Cheshvan. The whole month of Cheshvan, there was no rain. And now it's Kislev. So what happens? So now everyone starts fasting. Bezdin goes and shows Taniyos ala Tzibur. Bezdin says three fast days for the whole Tzibur. But it's the lowest level fast day. Meaning, Ochlam v'shochem v'shechashecha, as we said, you're allowed to eat the night before. It only starts in the morning. Umutar b'malacha, you can go to work. Uber achitza, uber sicho, b'nei sasanto, b'tav shamita. And everything else is mutter. Washing and anointing and shoes. Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan points out, kol taina shebezdin goes from lahafsik. Any fast day, which we're going to see the later fast days, where Bezdin says you have to stop before, the night before. So those more chamor fast days, ein ubarso menikos mesanos bohem, pregnant women and nursing women do not have to fast. the later fast days, they didn't have to fast. Amar Shal Bar Rav Yitzchak, meaning mashba, that the earlier ones, maybe they do have to fast, these more meiko ones, because they could eat in the morning beforehand, and it's not as chamor. But the later ones, they don't have to. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, nirin dvarim b'shegazru kfar shol lahafsik. Says Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, that's only if there had been previous fast days, which they took part in, and now there's the more chamor fast days, so we're not so machmer on the pregnant and the nursing women, they don't have to fast on these later, more chamor ones, because they already took part in the Tzar of the Tzibur earlier. Avalam gazru miyad lahafsik, but if Bezdin was gozer a fast, we'll see, there are certain events, it's not about drought, but there's certain major plague, a certain major sakana that happens, boom, everybody starts fasting the more chamor fast days, so those they have to take part in. They have to. Vitani came, where do we see this in the Brisa? So the following. First one of the Brisa. Pregnant and nursing women have to fast on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, they have to fast. Ubishalosh Tanios Harishonos. And also the first three fast days. That was the diak that Rabbi Yochanan just said. Right? Only the later ones, which are more chamor, they don't have to if they took part in the first ones. But mashba, they have to take part in the first ones. And Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And now we switch the word, the next two words come after the next word. Aval, put the aval here. Bishalosh hashnios, but in the second set of third fast days, which we didn't get to yet in the Mishnah, Bishav achronos, emes anas mehem, then they don't have to, that's more chamer. Aval pikein, edon minhagos atzma, bitafnukim, even if somebody doesn't have to fast, right, a pregnant woman, nursing woman, they shouldn't like go out to eat and eat all of the delicacies. Right? You get to eat, okay, eat what you need, but don't eat all these special things. Ela ochlos v'shosos k'dikim avlad. Eat what you need in order to, so that the baby, the baby and the children shall survive. Even when a child, right, it's a good chinuch for a child, when a child gets to eat on a fast day, maybe there should be one thing, no candy, or whatever it is, something that the child should know that it's a fast day. They don't have to fast, but it should be limited. So the Gemara says, Lo b'shegazru, kfar shel lahafsik. Doesn't this price approve what Rabbi Yochanan said? That it says here that they don't have to fast on the later ones because they fasted on the earlier ones. Period. Also, Rabbi Ba bar Zavta, Rabbi Yisrael bar Tavli, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, afilu gazru miyad lahafsik, inim boraz menikos mizanosh bam. He argues on what's earlier. Even if there was no earlier fast, pregnant women, nursing women do not have to fast on these days. Again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the idea of Tainus Esther being very makel. Tainus Esther, Mubar, so many goes don't have to fast. The other fast days depends how sick they are and how they feel. Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, they are more chamor and they have to, obviously have to fast. Yom Kippur being Daraisa and Tisha B'Av patterned after, Yom Kippur. There are minhagim in certain sects of the Jewish people that, childbearing age women never fast. There are some, there's a Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, they say that Soloveitchiks are known for chumras. Not always. There are some, Soloveitchik kulas. Cause every kula they'll say is really a chumra. Or every chumra they'll say is really a kula. So they say that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was very, very machmir in pikuach nefesh and didn't let anybody fast. He said even sometimes men's, certainly he's very makel on fasting. No, he wasn't makel about not fasting. He was very machmer and pikuach nefesh. He felt our generation were very weak and we don't have the strength. So, makel or machmer, depending how you look at it. Okay. Avru, elav lo nenu, halacha vav. If these three pass and no rain, bezin goes in ochal shani yasal atzibur. So now we have the next. Remember, it's going to be 337. So this is the second three. Next on Xeris. And here they again eat at night. Vasurin and the only Asurin in the morning. But here now starts the more chumras. Vasurin during the day. All of these other inuyim are Asur the whole day. Vinol and Azabechatzos, and you close the bathhouses because you're not allowed to wash. So you close the bathhouses for people not to be part of it. There's a discussion. Some Rishonim quote that there is a concept of Tosefes. We know there's a concept of Tosefes Yom Kippur to add on to Yom Kippur besides Tosefes Shabbos. So some say there's also a concept of Tosefes Tisha B'Av and maybe even Tosefes of the other fast days. The Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, and the Ritva quotes his Grand Rebbe, the Ramban, from Torah Sa'adam, he says, no, You see, from this Gemara, there is no Tosefes, he holds, except by Tisha B'Av. You don't have to add on at all. He quotes some Gaonim, who say that there is some type of Tosefes. Benirin, this is the Ritva, here, Tainus Yud Bezim Abez. Benirin Medivri Kulam Shechayiv Adam Lahafzik Pohem Yibod Yom Kodem Shkiya Sachama Kamobi Yom HaKippurim. Kamobi Yom HaKippurim. V'chulu, and then is maybe you could eat more, but you have to add on. And then Rabbeinu Agadol Zal B'Zevatoras Adam the Rabban Ein Rameilu Nachonim Shein Lanu Afsaka Mibod Yom Kodem Shkiyas Achama V'Tosef Zechol HaKodesh El B'Yom Kippur B'Elvad Only Yom Kippur, not by Tisha B'Av, not by Tainus Sibur. And he quotes Raya's this, which we don't have time to go into. But V'Acher Shalamanu Shein Lanu Tosef Zechol Tisha B'Av Lamanu She Rashoi Lechol Kamoshi Yirtze Ad Halayla O Ad Bein Hashmashus. Afilo hifsik v'kibal av tainas she'ena kabbalah oseres el b'yom kippurim she'ish lono tosefes mechol al hakodesh. But that's important halacha l'maisa. Good. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yirmiya, ha'osa malacha b'danet sibur, kosa malacha b'yom kippurim. Somebody does malacha on a tainas sibur, it's like they're doing malacha on Yom Kippur. Not in terms of one's daraisa, one's darabanan. One's daraisa, one's minhag. But still, Yom Kippur is an issa daraisa to do malacha. But on Tisha B'Av, one shouldn't be, on a tainus sibur, you shouldn't be doing malacha. But we learn it from a pasig matam, kadshu tzom kiru atzara. So atzara is like atzara, it's like a yantif. And we compare a yantif to a tzom, to a fast. So that's the comparison. Says the Gemara, it's really comparable. Vatani alayla mutar vayomasar. On a yantif, everything starts the night before. And on a fast day, it's the morning. So it's not exactly comparable. The answer is no. Amar Zeir Kaima Reb Abba Bar Yirmiya Isvu Am, because the next pasuk, the later pasuk, says when the Am gathers, Mishas Asifas Am. So you know, fast days start when the Am gathers. So, but once the fast day starts, it has the same halacha as Yantif, and that is there should be an Isser Malacha. The Ritva says obviously there's a different purpose of the Isser Malacha. The Isser Malacha on Yantif is because there's an Isser Malacha. There's a Kedushas Hayom. On a fast day, there's no Kedushas Hayom. What's the purpose of the Isser Malacha? Says the Ritva also, Yud Beis Mabez, in a later piece on the same daf here, the Ritva says, a couple pages later, he says the purpose is, there's a lot of Ritva. There's a lot of Ritva here, says the Ritva, V'tam adavar k'dei sheyifnu libam l'tainis lachzer b'tshuva. V'gam sheyiru atzmam kilu rafu yedeyem u'mevuhalim mipnei avonoseihem. Don't go to work. So you think about tshuva and you think about, you know, how we're supposed to do better in our lives. And as if we don't, our maisei yadayim are not, we're not accomplishing. Okay. So now the Gemara quotes many different minhagim. Appropriate? Not appropriate. Nashaya denagin dolo mevet uvda bapuki shuvsa. The women that don't do malacha on Erev Shabbos, eino minag. That's not a minag. Thank God. Right? Eino minag. Ad yispene sidra minag. But if it's late in the day, ad yispene, the yispene sidra, the Karban Eda quotes. Right, we're gonna get to, I'm sorry, Erev Shabbos. This is mostly Shabbos. It's a Puki Shabbos when the Shabbos goes out. If there's a minhag to not to do malacha when Shabbos goes out, right after Shabbos, that's not such a minhag to do it late, but right after Shabbos to stretch the day, the Yispene Sidra until the Sidra is finished. What's that? Kadosh Kadosh Baruch Kavod. We say the Kedusha of the Sidra and Vata Kadosh and Motzei Shabbos. Not to do malacha until after that minhag, that's good. Meaning, stretch Shabbos a little bit. There's no basis not to do malacha 2 hours after Shabbos. But to stretch Shabbos a little bit, that's a good minhag. Betarya ubachamishta eno minhag. Not to do malacha on Mondays and Thursdays, there's no such a minhag. Adayis penei tanisa minhag. But if it's a fast day and they don't do malacha, what is that? Adayis penei tanisa? Different shatim. One shot is, even on the first days where you're allowed to do malacha, but they wouldn't do malacha in the morning while people are davening until people left shul, that's a nice minhag. That's a nice minhag. Biyoma da'arufta, that's Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, eino minhag. Not to do malacha on Erev Shabbos, that's not an appropriate minhag. Min mincha uvela'el minhag. But don't do malacha so late in the day. Don't do malacha so late in the day. Again, this might not be what we call malacha. It just means being involved in other things, like the Ritva's malacha. Right? It doesn't mean like driving or it means not like other malacha that doesn't have to do with what you're supposed to be focusing on. A tainus sibur, you're supposed to be focusing on that. And Shabbos, right? The Aruch HaShulchan says, we do malacha plenty late during the day. So he says, first of all, if it's Shabbos malacha, that's allowed. And then he says, And if a man's doing a lot of malacha, it could be, this is maybe the Aruch HaShulchan L'shitaso, the women are doing all the malacha for Shabbos, says the Aruch HaShulchan. So that's why a man going late in the day is not violating, because everything's going to be done for Shabbos anyway. Maybe it's the Aruch HaShulchan L'shitaso, he says in where the Shulchan Aruch says that mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho, a man should really do a lot of Shabbos preparations himself. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Nevardik 130 years ago, many of the men aren't involved as much as they should. What does he say? Ishto kugufo. So you can't say that too loud. But ishto kugufo, very unusual usage of ishto kugufo. The Gemara says mitzvah bo, you have to do it yourself. But maybe it's l'shitaso to this Aruch HaShulchan over here in Tuf, in Reish Nun Aleph. Good. B'yomad Yarcha Minog. The minog of women not doing certain malacha on Rosh Chodesh is a minog, right? There are midrashim about that. That because they didn't take part in the Egel, they were given Rosh Chodesh. We've discussed in the past the connection between those two. Amar Reb Zeira, Nashaya Denagin Delo Lemishte. There is a minog of women not to make warp thread. Min Da'av Elo Minog. The first part of Chodesh Av, that's a minog. Why? Shebo Paska Evin Shasiyah. It's like the same word. Evin Shasiyah, the foundation, the rock with a Chorban. So they wouldn't make this Shasiyah, this warp thread. Matam Ki Hashaso Si Harayson. Amar Reb Chinna Kol Advar Minog. Rav Chinna says, no, every minog in Klal Yisrael has some kind of basis. In the Shita and Havi Ben Migdal Tzavaya, there were certain types of wood, right? Tall trees in Migdal Tzavaya. They were known to be the types of trees that Yaakov Avinu planted on his way down to Mitzrayim. And that's when, Avram Avinu planted. And then Yaakov, when he went down to Mitzrayim, he cut them and he brought them because they were going to use them for the Mishkan. It's a Medrash and Parshas Vayigash. So they used to not use those trees because it was like Kadosh. So, Asim Mishalom Rabbi Hanani, the Chavrei and Rabban, and Maulim Eved, and Avida, could we use them? Arma Lahon, Mikivin Shanago, Avosechem, Bahem Isser, Altashanu, Minag Avosechem, Nochin Nefesh. No. Minag Avosechem, Biadeno, they didn't use them for anything, Hedyot, so you can't either. Rabbazar B'Shem Rabbi Avun. Important halachas. Kaldavashu mutervu toebo beisur nishalo matirin lo. If anybody doesn't do something because they think it was usur, but really it's mutter, it was a mistake, you could just start doing it mutter. You don't need hataras adarim there. The kaldavashu yodea bo shu mutter, vuhu noeg bo isur, nishal vein matirin lo. But if I know it's mutter and I'm noeg isur anyway, so that becomes like a nether. And then to get out of that nihug, so then I would need to have a taras and darm. Okay, we'll stop by Berachitza, by the Shem. We'll continue with this next.